So this audio mo is called "There's a cicada in the flat and we don't know where." Very loud. And the brilliant thing, as well as obviously stopping making a noise periodically when it thinks you're approaching, is that it has the ability to almost throw the sound in a different direction from where it is. So you walk, in effect, towards what you think is the creature. But in reality, you're walking away from it. Also, it's exacerbated by the fact that there's very little furniture in our flat at the moment. So when it is making a noise, bounces around and echoes. I thought it was over there for a minute. I had a little look, but then I thought it might be from in this room. The light doesn't work in this room yet. It's gotten very mic shy. You can hear it all the way from the sitting room. As soon as we go to bed, it'll start chirping again. I'm going to the toilet. The other question, of course, is how did it get inside? I mean, I ask this question like an idiot, of course, because all the windows are open. It's late July and it's 25 degrees outside. If I give up looking for this thing, I want to take a photo of it. I remember on holiday in Greece as a kid, checking out cicadas on the olive trees. They are funny looking objects, really strange little creatures, and they shed their skins as well. Leave a complete facsimile of themselves stuck to a tree and it's hollow. Odd little buggers. Turn that light off, see if that has a difference. Walk away. Stop making a noise. In other news, we found out that our house was the subject of the very first photograph taken in Spain. More on that tomorrow.